Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I always had a gift of gab.
That's we all know that. Listen to Alan Grubman for the next hour. You're going to know what the gift of gab is really all about. Hello, everyone. You're in for a treat today. This is Martha Stewart. And if you're in the entertainment business, there is one lawyer that you want on your side, and his name is Alan Grubman.
She's right.
Alan is considered the most influential attorney in the industry and has the well-known clientele to prove it. From Bruce Springsteen, Robert De Niro, Elton John, Lady Gaga, to Lil Nas X, and so many others, even me, Martha Stewart. Alan's international legal powerhouse has represented all of us. Alan is a co-founder of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as well as a recent inductee. I was so proud when you got inducted into the Rock and
Thank
Roll
you so
Hall
much,
of
Martha.
Fame, Alan Grubman. Thank now you. Joining me to talk about his successful career and the entertainment business is the legendary, and I don't even like to call you legendary because you're not dead yet.
That's true.
Legends are dead.
You're right.
And you are not a legend yet, but you are very active and very busy and very funny. And Alan has always been the same, and I've known him and worked with him since 1987.
Correct.
Welcome to my podcast.
Thank you very, very much.
And so I've gone through several lawyers in your firm, Alan Grubman.
That's correct. We
started with Alan Grubman in, 1987, I think it was.
We had just made a deal with Kmart. With Kmart. We made a consulting deal with Kmart in 1987. And that was when we first met, and I think that was the first thing we were involved in.
And that consulting deal allowed me and my company to buy back my rights to Martha Stewart Living Magazine from Time, Inc.
1995, I believe, was when we bought it back.
Yeah.
I think that was it.
1990.
I mean, 1995.
Yes.
Did I say? Excuse me. That's right. And in 87, you made the consulting. The first time the magazine was published through Time, Inc. was in 1990.
That's right.
That was the first time.
That's right.
And then a few years later, we were in a position which, to my dying day, I'll never understand, that they were prepared to sell you back everything. And we know what happened after that.
And for not very much money either.
$75 million.
Remember, they signed a little piece of paper, and they let me, and I kept that little piece of paper, and I bought it back.
Correct.
Well, those early days were so exciting for me, and you were just, I think I was the first non-performer client you ever had.
Okay, let me say something to you that I've never directly told you. You were my lucky charm.
Really?
Yes. You were the first non-music client I had in 1987, and going forward, inspired by the representation of you, the firm started going into all these different areas, movies, television, journalism, athletics.
Manufacturing, fashion.
And that was all inspired by our representation of you.
How great.
And I've never said this to you, and I'm saying it publicly, that I have an enormous debt to you. I assume at some point I would have got through life, but meeting you was a major step forward.
Well, that's very nice to know and very nice to hear. I want to get back into your beginnings, because here you are, you were born in Brooklyn.
Correct.
You went to Brooklyn College.
City College.
Oh, City College.
And Brooklyn Law School.
Okay. And what made you, what did you do first? What kind of law did you practice when you first got out?
I'll tell you, this is interesting, and it's fairly well known. At the age of 11, I had a stage mother. And at the age of 11, she decided that her son should be a singer. So she ends up, there was this television show in New York in those days called the Horn and Hard Art Children's Hour, which was on every Sunday on NBC at 10:30 in the morning. So she sent a letter, and somehow I got an audition. I had a really good singing voice.
Really?
Yes. Oh. So I was accepted, and from 11 to 13, I was on that show every Sunday, and I was part of a quartet. At the age of 13, my voice changed. That was the end of my career. But growing up in Brooklyn, it gave me a taste of the entertainment business. What do I mean? They would pick me up on Saturday for rehearsal in a limousine. And they would take me into the city, 30 Rock, right here.
You must have been famous in your neighborhood. Wow.
But let me tell you the interesting thing. So they take you in a limousine, and you'd rehearse, and then they take you home. The only time in Brooklyn, if you, a middle-class family, the only time you ever was in a limousine.
In a funeral.
When you were right behind a funeral procession. So all of a sudden, I'm driving in this limousine. And something else happened. When I grew up, there were two restaurants that I went to. You went to a kosher deli, and you went for Chinese food on Sunday at 5 o'clock. That was the extent of it. They used to take us out for lunches and dinners during rehearsal to these very, very good restaurants. So by the age of 13, when my brilliant career was over, I said, you know something? This is good. You go to good restaurants, you drive in fancy cars, and that stayed in my mind. What ends up happening, I go to City College, then I go to Brooklyn Law School, and in Brooklyn Law School, I said, I want to be an entertainment lawyer. So instead of working for lawyers part-time after school, my first year, I was in the mailroom at William Morris.
Oh, great. I didn't know that.
From 4 to 8 at night. And the second and third year, I was a page at CBS, and Geffen was a page at CBS. A zillion of my friends now who was successful. So I'm a page. So they had me wear a gray sport jacket with a CBS eye. So I would walk into class every day with this gray sport jacket and the CBS eye, and they'd say, Grubman's crazy. What's he doing? He takes people to their seats, which is what a page does. Everybody thought that I was like a little out of my mind, but I wanted to get some exposure to the entertainment business. And then afterwards, I graduated, and then my career started, blah, blah, blah.
And where did you practice law first?
First job I ever had was with a man by the name of Walter Hofer, who was a music lawyer. I always wanted to be a movie lawyer or a television lawyer. The last thing I wanted to be was a music lawyer. He's the only one who gave me a job. I started working for him in 1970. And that's how I became a music lawyer at the very beginning.
Well, and look at your clientele now. So many amazing, famous musicians.
It's amazing. You know something? I pinch myself because in my speech at the Hall of Fame, I said, I wasn't supposed to do this. I went to Brooklyn Law School. I was supposed to be a negligence lawyer. And I said, I hate accidents. How would I be a successful negligence lawyer? But by sheer luck, I was able to get my first job in my first love. And that's what happened.
So after you worked for your first boss, right. How did you start your law firm?
Okay, I started working for him. And I started in 1969. In 1974, I had a knack for it. You know, sometimes you sense that you're good at something. This was the first time in my life I ever was good at anything. I wasn't a great athlete. I was a terrible student. I always had a gift of gab, but that's
we all know that. Listen to Alan Grubin for the next hour. You're going to know what the gift of gab is really all about.
So I start working, and after 4 years, I realized that I wanted to go out on my own. So I left the firm with four clients, two Frenchmen who ended up creating the Village People, a Miami little record company that created Casey and the Sunshine Band, blah, blah, blah. Then there were two other disco artists. In the 70s, disco was the big deal. So I go out on my own, and all of a sudden, disco explodes, and I start and now I'm in my own practice, and all these
Where was your first office, physically?
65 East 55th Street, right next to where the Friars Club is now. They tore down the building. It was one of these six-story buildings. And that's how I first started. It was $750 a month rent, and God knows how small it was. And then I started building, and in 1980, disco died. I don't know if everybody remembers. It came to an end, and I said, uh-oh, that's it. I'm done. And then in 1980, Bruce Springsteen, I meet him. I meet Madonna. There were some really important mainstream artists that I started representing, Elton John. And then from there, it really took off.
So who does your firm currently represent?
Oh, it's like—
Back to business.
It's a who's who, whether it's Bob Iger or Zaslav.
Now, Bob Iger just went back to work again.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, I was very happy to see that he is requiring or wanting to require 5-day...
4 days or 5 days, right?
Yeah, work week.
Yeah. He's very, very happy to be back.
He is. I have a list here here are some of the clients. Bruce Springsteen, Elton John, Lady Gaga, Lil Nas. Oh, don't you love Lil Nas X? Oh, my gosh. I love him. Madonna, Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey, Robert De Niro, LeBron James, Gayle King, Barbara Walters, passed now, Diane Sawyer, Bette Midler. We have Usher. We have David Foster, Shania Twain, The Estates, David Bowie, Paul Simon, U2, Tony. These are just some of many, many, many iHeartMedia.
iHeartMedia.
We are talking on iHeartMedia right now. This is my podcast.
That's it. And so we represent iHeartMedia. We represent Live Nation, which is the company that does all the promotions.
And then Spotify.
Spotify, yeah.
Warner Music Group, Universal Music Group, Sony, Irving.
All right, enough.
Okay,
enough,
but
enough.
That's so. And you have how many lawyers now in the firm?
50.
50 lawyers all working night and day to keep all of us in business with good contracts.
Doing the best that they can do and you can do. But, you know, I couldn't.
When did you take your first partner? Who was your first partner?
Arthur Andersky.
Yes, I remember Arthur.
Arthur was my first partner a couple of years after I started the practice. I started to bring people in and name people partners. The structure was a little different than a formal partnership, but he was the first one. And then a few years later, it was Paul Schindler. And then now there are 50 lawyers in the firm, as you know.
Yep. And the lawyer that I work with most closely, well, there are two, Larry Shire.
Correct.
Who is now
devoted to you.
Who is now a senior partner, and right. His name is in the name of the firm. It's
correct.
Grubman Shire.
Marsalis and Sachs.
And Sachs. Right. And also Peter Grant. I just wanted to mention both of those because they work really hard for us, and they are fantastic representatives of the Grubman Law Firm.
Thank you very
much.
They
are amazing.
Thank you.
Hi,
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So stepping out on your own, you started to accumulate a roster of clients that is second to none in the entertainment business.
Thank you very much.
Your friends. Who do you consider your circle of friends? Which you just, when I walked into this morning to interview Alan, he was on the phone with
Skip Bronson.
Skip Bronson.
You introduced me to.
That's right.
Correct.
I introduced him to Skip Bronson, who was at the time in Las Vegas working for Steve Wynn.
Correct.
And then you were also, you said you had dinner yesterday or lunch yesterday at Cipriani with?
Irwin Winkler.
Irwin Winkler, who's another old-time friend and client of yours. And so the whole time that I've known Alan Grubman, he still has all his old friends, which is really an amazing feat.
Well, I want to add something.
Yes.
I live in a very exclusive area of the Hamptons called Lily Pond Lane. And you know who convinced me to buy the house?
I did.
Martha Stewart.
I couldn't stand it. He was renting. And I said, Alan, you have to buy a house. You have to. And he bought a really nice house and improved it tremendously.
Directly across the street from
yep.
Literally across the street.
Across the street. And I'm sorry I sold my house. I'm not really sorry, but I'm sorry. I miss you.
Yeah.
I miss you.
And I miss the breakfast.
And I miss your wife. Mm-hmm. And I really wish sometimes that I was still out there. But I'll be out. I'll be visiting. But the Hamptons, and when you, if I just to describe, to digress a little bit, Alan's Sundays are amazing in the Hamptons because there's a lunch. You don't know who's going to be. John Bon Jovi's at lunch. And then there's, comes to your house.
Nowadays, it's David Zaslav, who's the chairman of Warner's.
And
David
Geffen
has a house on the street. Bon Jovi. It's just like, and then
remember those days, Mort Zuckerman was there all the time.
Mort Zuckerman, it was a who's who on Sunday for lunch. And Debbie used to get calls, how do I get invited?
That's right. And Debbie, who is a very famous realtor, a real estate agent here in New York City, is this beautiful, buxom blonde, very, very fit and very beautiful, with long blonde hair. And she somehow keeps Alan Grubman
intact.
Right, exactly. she's amazing.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about your family. You have how many kids?
So I have two daughters, Lizzie and Jenny. Lizzie has two children, 16 and 13, and Jenny has twins, 16. Debbie has a son who has a daughter, And then she has a daughter who has two children.
Yeah. So you, and you keep track of all those birthdays.
They make sure I keep track because they all have arthritis. Describe this to the audience. The hands are always like this.
Oh, they're the palms are up?
Yeah, palms are always up waiting to be filled. That's their form of arthritis.
You know why? Because you're a very generous man. That's why, Alan Grumman.
Thank you.
And you've always been a generous man, and that makes a big difference to kids.
Thank you.
They know that they can count on you, right? As his clients can count on him. So what is the biggest mistake people make, or some of the mistakes people make when signing contracts?
They have the wrong lawyers. And very often, when people sign contracts, they only look at one line, how much money they're getting. They don't look at everything else that's so important.
Like what's required of them
what's
to earn
them,
the money.
What restrictions, what they can do, what they can't do, what the companies on the other side could do. It isn't just, there's an old Grumman expression, it's not about the money, it's about the money.
Yeah.
But that is only to a certain point.
I quote you many times about that.
Yeah, but there are a lot of other things that are important.
So the law firm is growing. It is accumulating clients at a very, very fast rate.
Correct.
Who would you say has been the most exciting client to deal with?
It depends on what period of time. Right now, an important client of the firm is Warner Media, David Zaslav, because of all that's happening.
Well, he has been accumulating properties like crazy. David Zaslav became very famous as the head of Discovery Channel.
Correct.
And then he bought
Warner Media about a year and a half ago.
Which includes what, HBO?
It's HBO, CNN, Warner Movies, the Warner Movie Group, TNT. It's an enormous company.
It is. And the Food Network.
And he merged that with Discovery, and it's now an enormous media company. And he's now in the process of integrating it and growing it.
Yeah. Yeah, really amazing.
He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah. Oh, I love him. Yeah, I love him. He's so much fun, too. And
can I tell a funny story about Barbara Streisand and him?
Oh, yes.
So we have a dinner out in California, which Debbie does. And Streisand is there, and David Zaslav, right after he got the job. So Barbara comes in. David was already there talking to a few people. Barbara comes in. I go over to Barbara. I say, Barbara, you see the guy with the vest? Yeah. He's now the new head of Warner Pictures, because that's what she would say. Warner Pictures? Yes. He is Bob Daly. He is Steve Ross. I mentioned all these. You're kidding, no. So I said,
she hadn't met him before?
She didn't know who he was.
He
had no idea. So I go over to Zaslav. He's saying, take a look over there. He says, is that Barbara Streisand? I said, I'm glad your vision is 2020. Yes. I said, now what you're going to do is you're going to walk over to her, you're going to sit down, and you're going to chat with her. He says, okay. For the next 20 minutes, they fall in love with each other.
How great.
Because he was, how do I say this? He was doing everything to ingratiate himself with her. And she was doing twice as much because she's picturing that she'll be able to do a movie for what? It was hysterical. And then when it's time to go into dinner, she comes over to me and says, Alan, he's such a charming guy. And it was very, very funny. So these two people met for the first time.
Oh, great.
And they worked each other to the point that they wanted to accomplish. So I thought it was a cute story because he was just, you know, Discovery is a network that does documentaries. They don't really deal with talent. They do with documentaries, as you know, the Food Network. They do documentaries on interesting subjects. And now all of a sudden, he's running this company where talent is the issue. But anyway, I thought it was a cute story.
That's very, very cute. Yeah. And so is she going to make a movie with him?
Well, she's hoping.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But, I mean, she can just write her own ticket, Barbara Streisand. I mean, she's an amazing actress and an amazing performer. Yeah. So, I don't think she's thinking of retiring anytime soon.
Yeah, she's you guys are the same age.
So Alan just turned 80. I'm 81. hard to believe, right, Alan?
Impossible to believe. Hard, yes. Is not the right word.
Yeah, we don't. We are workers. And I was talking to Alan before we started the interview today.
We're unicorns. That's the word I was
talking about. We are unicorns, but we are also the hardest workers around. We don't want to retire. When people say, oh, when are you going to slow down? I couldn't think about slowing down. And Alan Grubman certainly hasn't slowed down at all.
We'll have plenty of time to rest at the right moment.
You are bi-coastal now also. When did you decide that you would get a house in L.A.?
It had nothing to do with me. It was Debbie. Oh. Debbie's whole family. I've always had a lot of clients in L.A., and I would go there once a month for a week or several days. So she says, Alan, it's time for us to buy a house. I'm tired of staying at hotels, but she really wanted to have a house. So then we start looking for a house. This is another interesting story. We start looking for a house, and one house is bad, but one after the other we don't like. Then all of a sudden, Debbie gets a call from David Geffen. David Geffen is a very successful entrepreneur in the entertainment business. He's fairly well known. But he's a dear friend of mine.
Hey, the Philharmonic, the New York Philharmonic Hall, is now the David Geffen Hall, thanks to a massive gift from David Geffen.
Correct.
I went to the opening. Were you at the opening? Yeah. Yeah, we saw each other. Yeah.
So he says to Debbie, get on a plane today. I want you to be out here. I want to show you something. So David said, get on a plane. Debbie gets on a plane. There was a very famous agent called Sue Mangers, which probably very few people in your audience will remember. But she was like the most famous agent of her day, and she had just died. And she had this great house in Beverly Hills. So to make a long story short, we bought the house. And what ended up happening is that Debbie spent about a year and a half. It was a wreck. But the bones were great. It was a very famous architect.
I want to see that house one of these days.
Next time you should. When you're out there, you'll
love it. I have to coordinate a visit.
So the bottom line is, so now we have a house and we're out there a week, a month, but she loves it and we love the house. And she's doing in L.A. what she does in New York. Not working, but in terms of socializing.
Yeah, and seeing her family and grandchildren.
And spending time, right?
Yeah, that's so great. So I just want to know, I want people to know what you do in a day. What time do you get up?
I get up at 6 o'clock, and I get out of bed usually between 6:30 and 7, and then I come downstairs, have a cup of coffee, and then I work out at 7. I actually start working out at 7 3 days a week until 8. Then at 8:30, I go to breakfast either with a friend, a client, or a lawyer in the office, and I usually get to the office.
Where do you go for breakfast?
Either EAT on Madison Avenue, Bonnie Greengrass on the west side.
Columbus Avenue.
And the third one is San Ambrose, which is on Madison Avenue. They get to the office about 9:30, and then the day begins, whether it's phone calls, whether it's meetings, dealing with the lawyers, with their issues. And then I go to lunch at 1, again, with either lawyers or an outside person.
Favorite place for lunch?
It's tough these days. Milos, I like because it's fish. Trattoria, which is Italian. Brooklyn Diner, I'm going to put in a plug, has the greatest chocolate cake. It's called Alan Grubman's Chocolate Cake.
Oh, really? I'm going to go there one of these days with you. You're taking me for chocolate cake.
And I'm paying for it.
Okay.
Sometimes I go to Michael's. Like yesterday, I went with her, went to Cipriani. There's no one restaurant. And if I'm going with the lawyers, then it's totally different. We'll go for pizza. We'll go for some Chinese food. And that's it. So then I come back to the office like 2, 2:30. And I work another 2 hours doing whatever has to be done. And then at 4:30, I go home. I take a massage at 5 to 6.
Oh.
And then 7:30, we either have dinner with people at home, but we go out to a restaurant. I'm back by 10, 10:30, and sleeping by 10:30, 11.
So you get a good night's sleep. Yeah. You sleep well?
Yes, I usually sleep from 11 to, let's say, 6.
Any programs that you must watch on TV?
Well, I get home at the point. You know what the problem is? I'm out either for dinner or we have dinner, and it always is over by 10, 10:15. it's too late to watch any program, so I watch news.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
good.
So I'm not watching.
You have to be informed in your business.
Yeah, in every business.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. And on weekends?
If I'm in California, it's spending time with her kids, and in the evening, we socialize. If in New York, if I'm out in the during the summer, we go out to, as you know, to the house Friday morning and come back Monday morning. Except in the middle of July, we go to Europe. During the winter, we're out there maybe once or twice maximum. And when we stay in the city, we just relax. There's no specific schedule. Yeah.
Good life, good friends. I saw you recently at a big table of people at the Polo Bar, with Ralph Lauren's restaurant.
Right.
That's a fun place to go.
I just worry about the fact that it's downstairs.
Yes, we all worry about that.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the food is great.
Yeah, it definitely
is. And the
is.
Atmosphere is great, and we enjoy it.
Okay, so... When somebody comes to you looking for help, legal help, how do you approach a new client?
First, if they come to me, I'll sit and talk to them and see if I have, first of all, if I can be productive for them. And number two, do I have an interest in being productive? And then when I see what their issues are and what area, whether it's a television, whether it's a book deal, whether it's music, then I will go to the appropriate lawyer and have them meet with the person, and then we try to help them. We represent a lot of TV journalists now. It started with the representation of Diane Sawyer and Barbara Walters, but now it's spread to Gail King and a whole slew of journalists. That's an area I find interesting.
Yeah, well, very interesting. Barbara Walters just passed away. She was a very close friend of yours and Debbie's.
Yeah, very, very close. And I've been on the phone with Bob Iger trying to figure out what to do in terms of some sort of memorial, and it's in discussion right now.
Okay, well, make sure I get invited because you know how
she was wonderful.
Fond I was of her. And her professionalism and her goodwill towards so many good causes.
She was great.
An interesting woman.
I'll tell you a funny story about her. We were on Geffen's boat, and it was Barbara and I, blah, 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 and a few other people, very important in the financial world, not in the entertainment. So we're having dinner, and then after dinner, she comes over to me and says, "You know, Alan, this is the only place in the world I'm a C celebrity," because the other people, whether it was financial or what they accomplished,
right.
So she was used to being catered to, and
right.
Barbara Walters, and now she said, "I'm a C celebrity." I said, "It could be worse. How could it be worse? You could be a D celebrity." But we had a big laugh about it.
Oh, well, she was a very forthright person, and
yes.
she could make fun of herself.
Yeah.
And she was an amazing, amazing.
She was the greatest TV journalist, female TV
yes.
journalist of the 20th
but
century.
But she broke all the ice for
That's
everybody
right.
that followed.
Yeah.
She really did.
She was very
really
unusual.
Did. The Golden Globes were last night.
Yeah, I missed it. Did you see it?
I did not. No, I was out at a corporate dinner. But
and what did you say? What did
but
you
I read it all about it this morning.
What
and
did
I,
they say?
And it was. They said it was a little boring.
Right.
But they had a lot of repair work to do after the last Golden
right.
Globes. But I thought that the awards went to the right people. I've seen most of the programming that won. And I thought they chose well.
Spielberg's movie won.
Yes, The Fablemans.
Which I actually saw.
Oh, and didn't you like it?
Yeah, because it was like the story of his life.
It was.
He's a victory for the nerds.
Yeah.
You know, I've said to Debbie, I said, in high school, there were the nerdy, unpopular kids. And then there were the stars. The head of the football team, the most popular kid, the best looking, blah, blah, blah. What ends up happening as adults? The nerds become Mark Zuckerberg, the Google guys, Elon Musk.
Of course.
And what happens to the great baseball players and popular? They become gym teachers. The nerds are running the world now.
They are indeed.
And the the people in high school, you got the
point. Well, the Bill Gateses and the Steve Jobs and the the Charles Simonis of the world.
Exactly.
Okay. But it's everyone ultimately, it's about what you do all your life, not just about what you do in a
should
little moment of time.
Should I tell everybody the Charles Simoni story about going to Joel Silver's wedding?
Oh, you tell us. I forgot.
You forgot? You're going to remember.
Uh-oh, listen to Charles Simoni is a former boyfriend of mine, and we were invited to go to Joel Silver's wedding in Venice.
Correct. It 20 was years ago.
20 years ago, the most beautiful wedding. It was a week-long wedding.
The best destination wedding I ever went to.
Me too.
Of course,
me
they're
too.
Not married anymore,
that's
but that's
right.
another
that's
issue.
That's right. Okay.
Okay, so you call Debbie and you say, listen, I'm going with Charles Simoni and we're flying over. Would you like a lift? So Debbie said, of course. So on the way to the airport, we stop at EAT and Debbie gets two muffins, puts them in a bag. We get on the plane, and about 40 minutes into the plane, I say to you, I'm hungry. Can we get something to eat? And you say something to Simoni, and he turns white. He brought no food for a nine-hour trip. I don't know if you remember this.
I remember.
It's a classic. Well, I told the story to a million people.
Charles is a nerd. He was the man who wrote Word and Excel for Microsoft, and he did not believe in dirtying his plane with crumbs.
So this is what happened. So then I whispered to Debbie, do you still have the muffins? She said, yeah. I said, go into the bathroom and cut them in equal pieces and come back. So Martha then takes charge. She decided how we were going to eat these two muffins for the next 9 hours.
Right.
And that's the only thing we had to eat. It was hysterical.
There was always a couple little pieces of chocolate. A special kind of chocolate. That was the only thing allowed, and water.
I have told that story. Oh. I can't. It's hysterical that you fly nine.
He loosened up after
a
while.
Plane.
I know, brand new Falcon 50EX. I mean, it was fantastic, but no crumbs allowed. I got him to allow me to take my dogs on the plane.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, that was a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
And he didn't even like pets. No dogs, no cats.
Yeah, then
no
that's
nothing.
A major, even a bigger accomplishment.
Much more.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're known to be a great negotiator. What makes a great negotiator?
Knowing when to stop. A great negotiator is somebody that knows when, let's say I'm representing somebody that's selling something. First, you got to know when you've reached the point that you're not going to get any more. And if you continue, you're going to develop resentment.
And you're going to lose the deal.
And you lose the deal. That's if you're representing the seller. If you're representing the buyer, you got to know how much you can give and try to go to the most, but don't become too cheap to blow the deal.
Right.
So being a great negotiator is understanding when to say stop. And very few people know that. Most people go too far, you know, on either side.
But do you find that out from, say you're selling something for someone, do you really get those numbers out of the seller before you go
in? It's instinct.
It's instinct.
It's all instinct.
Okay.
You know, something I always said to people, you can study and learn the law, but the emotional intelligence, which you're born with, knowing who you're dealing with, how to get along with that person, and knowing when it's time to close the deal.
Are there people that you could never negotiate with?
Yes, and most of them ended up failures because they couldn't negotiate with me. That means they would have problems with other people. Yeah. Yeah, and they don't succeed.
The entertainment industry has changed so drastically over the years. Discuss that a little bit.
Well, now, let's take movies and television. There was a time when movies were the superior child, and television was the secondary child. As we all know, now television and the shows on television are much more important and much more relevant than theatrical movies.
Is that because of the pandemic, or was that just a trend anyway?
I think it's a trend, but also the pandemic, which kept people at home, had a great impetus in it. But now they're really, I remember years ago, an actor, a movie star, would never think of doing anything in television. Now it's totally changed. The biggest movie stars are prepared to do television series, television movies, etc. So streaming has changed the world. Hollywood used to be, the important companies in Hollywood used to be Paramount and Sony and Warner Brothers. Now, the most important companies in Hollywood are the streaming companies, Netflix, Amazon.
Roku.
So it's dramatically changed in movies and television. In terms of music, it's all about streaming. People don't buy records anymore. They just stream. So the methods of distribution have dramatically changed. The creativity hasn't changed. If you create a great piece of product, it'll be successful.
In TV, who do you think are the best creative geniuses right now?
The same people that used to be creative. Dick Wolf. I'll give you an example. Dick Wolf, even though he's still—
My neighbor in Maine.
Okay.
And my friend.
The guy, I had dinner the other night with Mariska Hargitay, who's on—
Law and Order.
He has 8 shows on the air. He's brilliant.
Oh, so brilliant.
Jerry Bruckheimer has now become active again. There are a lot of very, very creative producers. To start naming directors doesn't make sense. Movie star, you know, the old line, movie stars changed. You know, those traditional movie stars of yesterday don't exist. They're a different breed of people today. But there are always going to be movie stars of sorts. There are always going to be great directors. There's always going to be great producers because it's all about content. The delivery of content will change. Streaming changed, Netflix, Amazon. But the creation of the content always has to be there.
If you look back at your career, what do you think was your personal, the biggest accomplishment?
The biggest accomplishment is there one event. I'll be honest with you. As I said to you at the beginning, one of the turning points of this practice was representing Martha Stewart. I don't know if you'd call it an accomplishment or you called it a moment in time which allowed me to move forward. That would be, you know, representing David Geffen. David believed in me. So in 1980, he lived in California and he said, Alan Grubman is going to do very well And that opened up the doors to many, many people. He was an instrumental part of my career. Right. There was a guy by the name of Walter Yetnikoff who ran Sony Records, who ended up passing away. There were certain people that have been in my career that have been extremely, extremely important. I just named, a couple.
Yeah. And you've worked hard for many years. You continue to work hard. You, as I said in the beginning, you look better now than you looked 10 years ago.
Thank you.
And is that your wife or is that, who is it?
I woke up one day and I said, I want to live to a long age. So I decided to get healthy. And of course, Debbie motivated me, and when she saw people, the only time people change is when they want to change. I can't convince you to do anything you don't want to do.
Right.
So once she saw that I was committed to change, then she encouraged me. So that was basically it. And I was
diet changed. But he has a nice head of hair. You're fit. You're dressed nicely. This is a man who knows who he is, and believes in himself, and works really hard, and has maintained his sense of humor. And I think that's why you have so many friends, Alan. Sense of humor and your attention to detail is just infallible.
Talking about a sense of humor, I once had a conversation with Debbie. I said, Debbie, tell me if I'm right. Women in their 20s are primarily attracted to men because of their looks. What happens after that? She says, when a woman gets into her 30s, she realizes that the character of a person, the quality of a person, and a great sense of humor is more attractive than looking like Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And that was her opinion. I think there's probably some truth to it.
Brad Pitt still is really, really good looking.
He also has a sense of humor.
He does. And he's smart. He's very smart. I love Brad Pitt. Well, Alan, it's been so much fun talking to you, catching up. And I know you have so much more to do. And I don't want to take you away from your clients. Or your
please
lunch.
Please don't.
Maybe you're off to lunch. Now, what's with the Danish? He brought me a box of the most beautiful Danish.
So everybody can enjoy it.
Yeah.
I had breakfast at EAT.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So I said, as I was leaving, I said, yes, I'm going to bring some Danish. I didn't know how many people were going to be here. So I decided to bring Danish so that everybody could
enjoy it. Well, if you're not in the know, EAT is Eli Zabar's delicious eatery on Madison Avenue and 81st Street. And it is one of the places to go to be seen and to eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Thank you so much. I can't wait to dig into the pecan.
My mother said, whenever you go to somebody's house, you always bring something.
That's right. There you go. This is my house away from home.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. Well, you're a delight to talk to, and please my best to Larry and to Peter because I talk to them much more than I talk to you, but I miss you.
Thank you, and I really enjoyed this.
Thank you.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all 6 delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.